Okay, we started yesterday the Sugya Daf Daled and Sachin regarding the question of the Gemara, why the Bedikas Chametz is done at night. Why not do it by day? First the Gemara asks, let's do it in the sixth hour, since the Chametz isn't usher until after Chatzos. And if you'll tell me, Zrizin Matim in Lemitzvist. So the Gemara asks, still, you shouldn't have to do it at night. You can do it mitzafra. You can do it in the morning. And on that, the Gemara quotes the fact that we find by Mila, that Mila is kasha kayom, but zvizim makdim lemitzvahs. And that connection, we also quote in the Braisa, Avraham Avinu vayashkim Avraham baboker. So the way that it reads according to our Gersa, this is Gersa's Rashi, the Gemara is using the quote from the Braisa regarding Mila and Avraham Avinu to support the Kasha. The Kasha is that we can fulfill Zrizin Magdim in Lemitzvahs if we did it in the morning. We don't have to go the night before. And that's the Kasha. Using Avraham Avinu and Bris Mila as a Raya, that Zrizin Magdim does not require to go back as far as the previous night. And then the Gemara gives the Teretz, as we'll go over again, the fact that you have two reasons that speak to why it's to be done dafke at night. The Gersa Sarif is different. The Gersa Sarif, as we saw yesterday in Shir, is that the Gemara's question of that it should go mitzafra, that's not yet quoted until after the Gemara quotes the Raisa about Bris Mila and Avraham Avinu. So all the Gemara is quoting Bris Mila and Avraham Avinu was about the idea of Zrizin Magdimin L'mitzvahs itself. But the fact that you can fulfill Zrizin Magdimin without having to go to the night before, that's a Kasha Misvara. That's a Kasha Misvara, and that's the Kasha that Gemara only mentions it after quoting the Braisa of Bris Mila and Avraham Avinu. And then the Gemara says, but still, you shouldn't have to go back the night before. You can be Mekayim Zrizin Magdimin from Tzafra. The problem, of course, on Rashi, and this is what the Rishonim asked, Rabbi David and others ask on Rashi, seemingly, with using both Bris Mila and Avraham Avinu as a raya, according to Gersa's Rashi, as a raya that Zrizin Magdimin need not go as far as the previous night. You can fulfill Zrizin Magdimin from the morning. So there's a double question here, both with regard to Bris Mila and also with regard to Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. With regard to Bris Mila, the kasha is obvious that it's not pshat that the reason why you can't do Bris Mila the night before is because you don't need to do that for Zrizin Magdimin. The fact that you don't do it the night before is because there's no mitzvah Mila at night. The mitzvah is Bayom HaShmini. So obviously you can't do it at night, not because Zrizin Magdimin. That's the kasha for Bris Mila. The kasha by Avraham Avinu is from the Sugya in Chulin that we'll see again mentioned in Tosfos. The Gemara learns out from a Yashkim Avraham Baboker that a Talmid Chacham should not be Yotze Yechidi Balayla. So based on that, we understand that he couldn't do it at night for that reason. So you wouldn't have a right to also learn out that you didn't do it at night, he didn't get up at night to do the mitzvahs Akedah. Pashtus is by the Akedah we're discussing here, Vayashkim, because it's not a raya that you don't say Zrizin Magdim, it's because of the other fact. He couldn't do it at night for the fact that Ayetz Yechidi Balayla. These are the two questions that are asked on the Pshat and our Gemara, the way it comes out from Rashi. Now, in terms of what we can say for Rashi, so I saw in the Rosh Yosef, it's a Prima Gadin, he wrote a Perish Rosh Yosef on several Mesechtes. He says that really the Kasha from Bris Mila is not a Kasha because nowhere did Rashi say that the Gemara means to ask from Bris Mila that it shows you that you can't do it at night because Zrizin Magdimin doesn't go as far as back as the night. All the Gemara meant by Bris Mila was that there is a kima Zrizin Magdimin by Boker, even though you're not going beyond Boker, even though it's the same day. You're not going to the night before. You couldn't do the night before because it wouldn't be a mitzvah. But Lemaisa, there's a clear kima Zrizin Magdimin. So Zrizin Magdimin can, in fact, be fulfilled from what would be otherwise later in the day to what we're going to do earlier in the day. That's all we're quoting from Bris Mila. But then the Gemara brings from the Braisa the other point of Avraham Avinu, and that is actually a further proof that there is, even when you could have done it the night before, by Bris Mila, there was no alternative. But by Avraham Avinu, he could have done it earlier. He could have done it by night. Let's ignore the kasha from the Gemara Chulin for a second. So there, the fact that Avraham wasn't Magdim earlier to do it in the night, that even shows that there's no requirement for Zeriza Magdima to do it earlier. So it comes out, it's not that both of these rayas are both directly speaking to the question of why not do it earlier based on Zerizin. By Bris Mila, you couldn't do it earlier regardless. But by Avraham Avinu, the argument would be he should have done it earlier. And if you look in Rashi's Lashon, you get that sense from Rashi himself. When Rashi says, that he should have gotten earlier, he says in Avraham Avinu, he says, Nivdok mitzafra, the ika hakdama lizrizin, kida askechan gabi mila. What you see by Mila is that there is a hakdama lizrizin. There's an idea of zrizin magdimin to do it in the morning. Rather than later in the day, you do it in the morning. Rashi continues, and also by bizvizusei de Avram, shenema vayashkim Avram baboker, shelohim tinaranetzachama, umikomokam belayla lo higdin. So what you see in Avram is two things. He didn't delay to Netzachama. And you also see Belayla lo higdin. So by Avram, you see two things. By Bris Mila, you only see one thing. But the second raya from Avraham Avinu is machazik even beyond the first raya. That's basically what the Rosh Yosef says. L'chora, just a sec, I'll read you the question. L'chora, yeah, can you hear me? Just a second. L'chora kavanaso, says the Rosh Yosef, the makshe parech mimila dehavi hakdama biyom echad misof hayom litzafra, from the end of the day that could have been the mitzvah to the morning. That's what the kasha is from Mila. And therefore, bidika also should be sufficient to fulfill the reason to do it in the morning. And then, le'alume hakusha, to make that kasha stronger, that you don't need to do more zrizus, even if you could have, and that's midalo hikdim, that Avram didn't do it earlier. So I think what he's trying to do is be miyashiv at least one of the two kashas of Rabbeinu David. Now we're still left with the other kasha. That's going to take us to Tosfos. That l'chayra, there's another reason why Avram Avinu couldn't do it at night, namely the Gemara in Chu and Sadi Aleph. So that we'll have to still address. But at least the kasha from Bris Mila would be somewhat resolved, that we never meant to use Bris Mila as a raya that Zerizin doesn't have to apply tonight. It's there, you couldn't do it at night anyway. Okay, I think I see Ellie, but I think Yaakov Bach, you were first. Yes?
No, never mind.
Okay, Ellie, your question. Yeah.
If we see Zerizin and on that you do it in the morning from Abraham, so then why do we need Mila at all? Why can't you just learn that from Abraham?
Right. So it's like building the kasha. You know, first of all, you see that you could have a fulfillment of Zerizin from later in the day to Tzafra. And then even beyond that, even when you could have done more, it's like a lozu avzu, I imagine. You know, Maisa, the Brisa quotes, you know, the din of Bris Mila and then Avraham Avinu after that. Lamaisa, we have a lot still ahead of us in terms of understanding a little bit more about Zerizin Magdim and then back to Bedikas Chametz. But let's get into the nitty-gritty that Tosfos brings in, which is a little bit complicated in its own way, but we'll try to go through carefully what we have in the various places in Tosfos. What pasuk is being quoted by Avraham Avinu to learn out this inyan called Zerizin Magdim in Lemitzvos? So we have the Gemara here, and we have a different Gemara in Chulin that quotes another also a Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. It's not clear whether we're referring to the same pasuk. Shenemar, Tosu says, Shenemar Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. So this is the Indian called Zerizin Magdim Lemitzvos. V'im Tomer, V'heichi Muchach Mehaikra, the Zerizin Magdim Lemitzvos. The Ein Magdimin Tvei Mitzafra. Notice Tosfos clearly had the girsa that we have in our Rash, in our Gemara, that what we're using this pasuk for is to support really two things. To support Zerizin Magdimin LeMitzvos and that you don't have to take Zvizah Makdimah Mitzvahs to be Mechayiv you the night before. Zvizah Makdimah Mitzvahs is an inyan that we see by Avram, and we also see the parameters of it that it need not stretch back to the previous night. It's from the morning. That's the notion called Zvizah Makdimah. That's the Hagdara of Zvizah Makdimah. So the concept plus the Hagdara is Avram Avinu. So it says Tosus, Heichi Muchach Mehaikra. How can you prove it? From this pasuk, Tosis assuming it's the same pasuk, the Talmid Chacham will yetsa yechidi balayla. So if that's what we're learning out there, Avram Vayashkem was not until the morning, because a Talmid Chacham should not go out at night. Therefore, he couldn't do it at night for that reason. So how can you learn out the inyan Zvizah Makdimah, meaning what Zvizah Makdimah? That there's no Zvizah Makdimah at night. You couldn't do it at night for the other reason, because Talmid Chacham Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. What's the Gemara that Tosfos is referring to? Let's take at least a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara has several Makoros for this inyan of Talmid Chachamim not to go out Yechidi Balayla. The Gemara starts with a pasuk in Vayishlach, which is regarding Yaakov Avinu and the wrestling match with the Sarash of Esav, that Yaakov was by himself, Balayla, Vayivase Yaakov Levado, and Vayiovek Ishima Lose Shachar, Amrav Yitzchak Mikan Letamid Chacham Sholeitze Yechidi Balayla. That is one makor. Because, as Rashi says, Shere Yaakov Nisha Yechidi Behuzak. So the sense is that there's a concern that Talmid Chacham is more vulnerable, apparently even a regular person, but to a certain extent, Talmid Chacham is more vulnerable. He's more of a prize for the Yetzirah, for the Satan, whatever, for the Mazikim. And therefore, he has to be extra careful not to put himself in a compromising situation. Therefore, he's not to be going out alone. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The issue is Hezek. So that's one marker. The Gemara brings another marker from Boaz, Hinehu Zorez Goren HaSa'orin. That's a second pasuk. There Rashi says a lashon Shegnayhu Letamid Chacham Latzis Balayla. Rashi's lashon is Gnay. It's interesting to see if there's another idea possibly that lies within this Gemara, because that sounds like it's a different idea, a chshad idea. Then the Gemara continues. Rabba Vau Amar Mehacha. This is the Rabba Vau that Tosfos is quoting in our Tosfos, Yalef Rabba Vau. Rabba Vau Amar Mehacha. Now here, as we read the Gemara Chulin, as I'm quoting you from our print of the Gemara, and Tosfos says, was Rov Svarim Garsinan, Mehacha, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayachavosh Es V'gomer. So it's the Girsa is clearly indicating that the Vayashkem that we're discussing is the Vayashkem of the Akedah. That's what it says over there. Vayashkem Baboka Vayachavosh Es Chamoro. So Rav Avoh is using the Pasuk that's written by the Akedah, that you see Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to fulfill the Tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to the Akedah with Yitzchak, and he didn't go Balayla. So that's a Raya. That what? The Talmid Chacham Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. Now that's peculiar. Before we even go on into our Tosis, that's peculiar for obvious reasons. What does the Pasuk itself say there? We all know Chumash a little bit, right? What does it say? Avram Avinu, who's going for the Akedah, is he going by himself? What does the Pasuk tell us there in Chumash? Who did he take with him? He took two people along with him, whoever they were. Chazal, tell us who they were. Right, Eliezer, Yishmael, but the pasuk says that Vayikach Shneina are the very next words of the pasuk. We get Shneina Aravito ve'Es Yitzchak Beno. So it was a party of four, right? Avram, Yitzchak, and Shneina Arav. So what is the Gemara doing here? Quoting Rav Avoh, quoting this pasuk Vayachavosh, which is Yakeda. This is going to be one of various of Tosfos that we have a misprint in the Gemara, and it's obviously not the pasuk of the Akedah at all. One of the points is because it's really not Yechidi. Now, Rashi is sensitive to that. Rashi Mila and that Gemara and Chulin, if you had a chance to take a look. Rashi says that apparently there's a Maila even with people for a Talmid Chacham not to go at Balayla. Rashi says, Vayashkim Baboker, Velo Kodem Hayom, and not before daybreak, Vafa Gav Delav Yechidi Havi, Vekoshken Yechidi. In other words, the Gemara's drasha is like a kal v'chomer. If you see Avraham Avinu was nisar not to go out by Laila, even though he had the three with him, Yitzchak and Shnei Na'arav, so certainly we can derive from here that Talmud Chacham is, well, it's a yechidi by Laila. That's how Rashi gets around this question. So Rashi clearly did seem to have the girsa like we have in the Gemara, that the pasuk is the pasuk of the Akeda. Now let's come back to our Tosis. The Tosis is bothered, of course, that if the Gemara is using the pasuk of the Akeda to learn out Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla, Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out Balayla by himself, then how can the Gemara use the same pasuk here to learn out the Din Azriz and Magdimin L'mitzvahs? Meaning what? That there's a Din Azriz and Magdimin, and the parameters of Azriz and Magdimin are defined by the Yom, not by the previous night. So that's what Tosu says. How can you learn out from here that Ein Magdimin Tfei Mitzafra? What do you mean? The Gemara learns that in Chulin that Talmud Chacham lo yetzi yechidi b'layla. Okay, so therefore, because of this question, and really we can add to the mix another question, namely the question that Rashi is implicitly asking. He wasn't yechidi. That's what Tosus asks in Chulin. If we take a look already before we go on, Tosus and Chulin, we can track the two Tosus and together. The rov svarim gasina v'yachavosh. The kasha dahainu kvadi akeda. The sham lo hayichidi. Tohu shneina aravin mo b'yitzchak b'no. There are four people together. And then Tosu says another point. He says, v'od afilu hayu yachid. Even if he would have been a yachid, ein lachosh min amazikin v'shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin. So Tosu says another point, that there should be no problem in the case of the akeda of Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla, even if he was Yechidi, because the problem is clearly one of the danger that you're putting yourself at, the risk that you're assuming. But if you're doing a mitzvah, we have a klal, later in the Gemara in Pesachim, in the first parak, it comes up also, Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizokin. So if he's going on the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Einu HaShliach Mitzvah Yosef Mizeh. So again, how could there be a problem of Ayetzi Yechidi Balayla in terms of the Akeda? And finally, the third kash is what our Tosis asks. The Ode, the Mikra de Akeda, Yalof Beresh Psachim, Gabi Bedikas Chametz, the Lor Minas Rizam Magdim El Mitzvah Tfei Mitzafra. See, Tosis again is learning Pshat in the Girsa, the Gemara, like our Girsa, that the Gemara is learning out from Avram that we don't say Rizam Magdim in more than the morning. Midelo Hishkem Avram Tfei Mitzafra. And that Tosu says, "Vehichi muchach hasam." What's the raya? Dil mishani hasam, davi mishum shelo yetzi yechidi balaylo. Kachol higdim. See, Tosu is right on. Tosu takes the kasha that he's asking here. He says it even more directly. He's a little more wordy in Chulin. In other words, what's the raya that Zvisa Magdimen doesn't require going the night before? The reason why Avram couldn't do the night before is for the reason the Gemara Chulin. So that's the question that Tosus asks by us. Tosus in Chulin has two other questions. Number one, it wasn't Yechidi. Number two, he's a Shliach Mitzvah. So basically, what Tosus is going to do in the various places is to reinterpret the Gemara in Chulin and to change the Girsa of what appears in the Gemara in most Girsos. Namely, we're not discussing the Pasuk of the Akedah at all, and the two Sugyas are referring to two different Vayashkins. And each Sugya has the justification to learn out from its vayashkein what it comes to learn out. Our sugya is learning Zvisa Magdimin L'mitzvahs. That's the vayashkein of the Akeda. The Gemara in Chulin is using a different vayashkein that would justify learning out Ayetzi Yechidi Balayla. That's the basic outline. But here, the details are quite interesting. Let's read first our Tosis, and then we'll compare notes with the Tosis in Chulin and some of the other Rishonim.
Ready?
Yes, I'm with you. Go. Yes.
When our Tosa says, the Imakdim and Tfei Mitzafra,
yes,
he's also saying that there's no such thing as Zrizus by the night before. Not that list, or is he saying that it's not better, it's the same as doing it in the morning?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear everything. It got somehow the connection wasn't good. Try again.
When Tosu says ve'ein makdim in tvei mitzapra, right? When our Tosu says ve'ein makdim in tvei mitzapra,
right?
Is he saying that there's no, that's like Zrizis, you can't be Mekayim Zrizis by the night before. You can only start to be Mekayim it during like the day, like right when you wake up. Or is he saying that it's not better to do it the night before? It's the same thing.
There is no Zrizim Magdimin does not entail having to go the night before. Nothing in Zrizim Magdimin would require you to do the night before. There's a complete fulfillment of Zrizim. There's nothing lacking in Zrizim Magdimin if you do it from the morning. That's what Tosa sees in our Gemara.
But it would have still been Zrizis if you did it during the night before. I mean, like if something.
Right. Implicit in Tosis is that the Gemara sees in the fact that Avram did not do his mitzvah starting the night before as a raya for Bedikas Chametz, that don't tell me that they will kaveya the night before because it's Zrizim Magdimin. They use Zrizim Magdimin as a marker to establish the mitzvah to be the night before because there's nothing in Zrizim Magdimin that would require you to do the night before. Where do I see it? Avram Avinu. So the kasha is, how do you see in Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu didn't do the night before for the other reasons. That's mamish the question, both Tosis here and even more explicitly Tosis in Chulin. Okay, and then Tosis in Chulin had two other questions that were going to bring out the same basic conclusion that it must show you that the Gemara in Chulin was dealing with a different pasuk. The other two questions of Tosis in Chulin were number one, because they're more than Avraham Avinu, he's not Yechidi. So Rashi tried to say what he said over there, that it was a Kal V'chomer, but really, the good kasha, it wasn't Yechidi. And finally, that since he was a Shliach Mitzvah, Tosfos is going to mention this in the Teretz, so therefore there should be no problem of a Talmid Chacham going Yechidi because he wasn't in danger because he had the Schus of the Mitzvah. Okay? So therefore, what Tosfos is now going to establish for us is really the two sugyas are going on two different sukkim. And now we have to understand why each sugya has the right to learn out from that respective pasuk what it's coming to learn out, and why it couldn't learn out the other thing. Okay, so that's now it gets very interesting in terms of the details. Let's see how it reads in our tosis, and we'll compare the other tosis. The Yesh Lomar says tosis the hacha muchach mikra de akeda. Here, the Gemara's proof of Zrizim Magdimin is from the pasuk of the Akedah. D'lo haya nimna Avraham milotzeis yechidi balayla, because Avraham would not have had the issue that the Gemara in Chulin raises that would have prevented him from going out at night, namely that ayetz yechidi balayla. He wouldn't have had that issue. Why not? Says Tosis for a couple of reasons. Number one, the shluchei mitzvah in nizok, and here Tosis brings what Tosis mentions in the question in Chulin. Tosis brings it as his raya that in the case of the Akedah, it's a non-issue. The issue of Yetzirah is a non-issue for one reason, because he's a Shriach Mitzvah. The Od, the Shnei Na'arav Hayu Imo, so he wasn't Yechidi. So both of those reasons just explain why he has no barrier to going out at night. Elamai, why didn't he go out at night for the Akedah? So the answer is because Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs does not in any way require you to go the night before. Therefore, our sugya stands apart from that other sugya. No other issue can be relevant for our Gemara except to prove what we're here to prove. Why didn't he go earlier? Because Zrizim Magdim. What about the sugya in Chulin? V'hasa muchach mevayashke mavram baboker dichsiv gabi sedom. So Tosa says there's another Vayashkem, we're going to soon look at it in the Pasuk, that's written in the connection to Sodom. That's the Vayashkem that the Gemara in Chulin is going on. And you have to obviously delete a couple words in the Gemara's Girsa there that says Vayachavosh is Chamoro. That's Pasuk, Vayachavosh is by the Akedah. So that's not going to be the right Girsa. It's a Vayashkem that's connected to Sodom. And there the Gemara does have a right to learn out the halacha of ayetz yechidi balayla, and the two points over here that would not have the problem yitzibcha do not exist over there, because in those cases it's not going to be, it is a case where he is yechidi, he was by himself, and number two, he's not a shliach mitzvah. Now Hertosis doesn't elaborate too much, but let's read the words. D'lo haya mitzvah. Now we have to track this more carefully. D'lo haya mitzvah. That's number one. So it's not shliach mitzvah point is not valid. B'yachidi haya, and he was by himself. So why was it a mitzvah? Tosus doesn't tell us. What was Avram doing over there? What's that pasuk discussing? Who saw the pasuk? Who looked up the pasuk? What's the context of that pasuk about Yashkin by Sidon? What was Avram doing?
Going
to daven. Okay, good. So Tosus says, lo haya mitzvah. Interesting. Lo haya mitzvah? What? Last I thought mitzvah, davening is a mitzvah, no? What does Tosus mean, lo haya mitzvah? We have to know what he means. Yes, Baruch Noam, yeah?
Does it say explicitly that I looked at the pasuk, but it didn't sound like it was necessarily pashup shot that it was to daven. It was just, okay, it was to get a better view of the destruction of Sodom. That's
what we're going to have to see. There's a lot here. Okay. We'll have to see. Lohaya mitzvah, that's number one. Good. The words of Tosis for now. You'll see yourselves by the time we're through this, just like it says, Divrei Torah, Niyim b'makom echad, Ashim b'makom acher, Divrei Tosis are the same. Even if it's not the same Balei Tosis, it's the same school. So a lot of times Tosis says something in one place, you look at another Tosis and you get to have a fuller perspective. Tosis words here are more b'kitzer. D'lohaya mitzvah, that's point one. So therefore you don't have the saving grace that it'll be okay to go out at night based on that. The Yechidi Haya, he was by himself, so there would be, therefore, a risk involved. Now, why was he Yechidi? Tosis goes on. Why was he Yechidi? Why didn't he take some people along with him when he went? Now, where was he going exactly? He was going, you said, Pashtas to Davin, right? You say, no, I'm Brucknum just to go see. He was going to a particular location, outdoors, all right? That we know. But why did he take anyone with him? The Yechidi Haya, interesting. He didn't want to take them with him because he didn't want them to see the destruction that had occurred to Sodom. What is that based on? What is that about? Anyone have any ideas behind this background? What does Tosus mean? Anyone have any Rashis to quote for me or Chazal?
Because they would be like...
It would be what?
It would end up turning into salt or something like that.
Okay, so what do we know? We know that, well, the time of the destruction, we know that Eshes Lot was warned, Al Tabid Acharecha. The Malach said, Al Tabid Acharecha. She was part of that as Hara. It was actually given over by the Malach to Lot, but obviously she was included, Al Tabid Acharecha. And we know that she did, in fact, turn around, Vatin Itzim Melech. Now, that was at the time of the actual showering down of Gufres Ve'esh Min HaShemayim. Here we're discussing, now that was happening when? That happening at daybreak. When did Sodom get destroyed, Rabbi Osei? This whole night, right, was by the time they got to Sodom, the two Malachim, when was it? It was Be'erev, right? That was the day, it's reconstruct Pashas Vayera, right? So the beginning of the story, they come to visit Avram and the Mevasa Sarah, that she's going to have a child, right? This was happening in the morning, third day of the Bris Milah. And then it says that they begin to take leave, and Avram is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashem's intentions to destroy Sodom. And that's where we find Avram pleading on behalf of Sodom, Ula Yesh, Hamishim Tzadikim, 45, 40, 30, 20, and 10, right? That's happening the rest of the day. Then what happens? Vayavo shnei malachim Sodoma. Now there are only two malachim left, and they arrive. When do they arrive in Sodom, Rabbo say? When do they arrive? What does the pasuk say? They arrive by Erev. Meanwhile, that entire night, we have the events that are described in the Chumash, where the house is surrounded and so on, because they're taken in by goat, and then the people hear about it. When was Sodom actually destroyed, the pasuk says? When was it destroyed? By the time, what's happening? The Torah says what happened and when it happened, no? Uchemo hashachar Allah. This is in Bereshis Yud Tes Tezvav. It's a couple weeks from now, we'll be reading it. Uchemo hashachar Allah. It's daybreak. That's when they're pushing, nudging, go, take everybody and leave quickly. This is the time of, the stone is going to be destroyed right in the morning. Bright and early in the morning. It's like Alos HaShachar. It's actually a Chazal that say it was Dafka, a time that no one could say was their constellation that was saving you know, that would, the Shemesh was so late and the Yireach was so late, no one could say, my God was able to save us. No one could save, not the Shemesh, not the Yireach. It's like the twilight, the merging between night and day. So that's when it's happening. Okay, and then it describes how Lot asks if he can go to Tzoar. Fine. And he says, okay, I'll spear Tzoar. Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz. Now I'm reading Pasuk Chav Gimel. Now, what time of day do we call this? Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz? No?
Alos ha'shachar.
Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz. I would call it a different time. Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz. It's a chav. Yeah. Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz. V'lot bat tzoara. V'hashem himtir al sedom v'al amor gafis v'esh. Now, it's interesting. So when is this happening? And it's a chama. Although Rashi says on this pasuk, "Hinter al Sidon ba'alos ha'shachar, kimo shekasav u'chamo ha'shachar ola." In other words, apparently the sulfur and fire began to start raining down on Sidon already a little before sunrise. Lot arrives in Tzoar in the nick of time. There's apparently whatever amount of time between alos ha'shachar and Eitz HaChama. So Lot left Sidon just before alos ha'shachar. And Hashem begins to hail down on Sodom, you know, Gafris v'melach, and Lot is on his way to Tzoar, and the stuff is already coming down. When does Lot arrive in Tzoar? When? The Pasuk says we're in Chumash together, no? When does Lot arrive in Tzoar? At sunrise. But Hashem himter al Sodom is going back a few minutes in time. In other words, we'll go, that's what Rashi says. It was alos ha'shachar. And Rashi explains it was a shasha halavana umedes perakia imachama. So there's both moon and sun. So nobody can say that my God could have saved Sodom. Okay, so Lot arrives in Tzoar at sunrise, and meanwhile it's been hailing on Sodom all this time. At some point on the way to Tzoar, his wife turns around. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. El Hamokom Ashaomat Sham es Pine Hashem. Okay, this Vayashkem Avraham Baboker is the Vayashkem that Tosus wants the Gemara in Chuin to be referring to. So what is happening? You know, Avraham is getting up in the morning. What is happening, or what has just happened at this point in time when Avraham is Vayashkem? Sodom is in the process of being destroyed or has already been destroyed. He looks out. It's a very poignant scene. And he sees the smoke coming out. Kikito ha-kivsha. That's the Vayashkim of Avraham Baboker that we're referring to in the Gemara in Chuin according to Tosus. So Tosus says, that's a raya that Tamid Chacham Yitzhi Yichidi Balayla. Because Avraham is going out only Baboker and not Balayla. And he should have been able to go Balayla, except that he was alone. It wasn't a mitzvah, Tosus says, and he didn't have anyone with him. Why didn't he have anyone with him? So back to Tosus, he didn't want anyone to see the Mapola of Sodom. I asked you before, why not? So you mentioned the fact that Eishes Lot looked and she was punished. What's the pshat? Why was Lot told not to look back? What's the reason? Why couldn't... What?
Wasn't it so that he wouldn't feel like he wouldn't like a second thoughts about leaving?
You know, there's a lot of explanations in the Mefarshim. It's interesting. Mefarshi Apshat. Chazal have this idea that Rashi quotes that it's basically, if it's not in your own schus that this is happening, then you're not zochet to see in the mapala of the enemy. So whatever, if that's the reason, maybe, who knows if these Na'orim, you know, Yishmael, face Eliezer, maybe they weren't on a level either. Maybe that, or maybe Stam. It's just not, it's like a voyeuristic, you know, you can see Midos Tovos wise. It's voyeuristic to see, you know, people are destroyed. Hashchasa, there's a certain Mida that people have, which is not a good Mida. They want to be able to see the violence. They want to see the, you know, they get a certain sweet pleasure out of it. So that may be the sense that alone is also a reason. Not clear exactly, but Tosu says it's not appropriate that they should see the Mapola of Sodom. It's a special schus that some people can have, but not everybody. Yes, Noach and Yaakov, and I hear at least one more voice. Yes.
Yes. Why does Tosfos by Azim Psachim use the inami of the Tosfos in Chulin? Which if we're saying right now, it's not such a gishmak shot. Why not just say like it says in Chulin, where because he wanted to daven by himself. That makes a lot more sense. Meaning, just he wanted to daven by himself, so he's not bringing anybody with him.
We'll do that. We're going to look at Tosfos Chulin in just a second. We'll do that in a second. So we're taking one Tosfos at a time. Yaakov, yes.
The way that the Chumash makes it sound is that the destruction didn't start till the morning. So when Tosfos explained that Avram went out by himself to see the destruction, doesn't that imply that it's not because Al Yisei Yichidi Belaila, rather because there was nothing to see prior to the morning?
So it's interesting, right? You're saying he wouldn't go out at night because he didn't want them to see the destruction. You're saying it didn't start yet, but it was imminent. But it was imminent, right? I mean, it could very well have been, you know, it's going to start when it's going to start. Now, did Avram know, it's another question, did Avram know it was going to for sure be destroyed? What was the last thing Avram was left with, his impression from the previous conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillah? What Hashem said was, im yesh asara tzadikim, so I won't destroy. So that was, it was left at that. So Avram was really not sure what would be, right?
The Rashbam, Rabbi, the Rashbam on Pasuk, on the word Vayashkev says that, he explains that it's Avram's Vayashkev, Ladas im nimtu sham asara v'nitzulu im ha.
Right, so Vayashkev was because he didn't know, right? He didn't know, and now he found out. So when Tosu says uaratza shayiru, it means not necessarily for sure, but he understood that it was very possible that Sdom was going to be destroyed and didn't want them to be with him. So that's why he couldn't bring them with him, and he couldn't go earlier. For what reason? He couldn't go earlier because of Al Yetzi Chidi Balayla. Okay, that's the Tosus here. Let's see how Tosus and Chulin adds a little bit to the picture. And there's another Tosus also I mentioned, just a word from that Tosus in Yuma as well. Very interesting things. Tosus in Chulin. So we saw the questions, right? The three questions, and now comes the Teretz. Says Tosus in Chulin. Just filling in more details about what's happening with Avram and Sodom. Kach nireh, I'm reading the Tosus, the second half, Tzadi Aleph and Beis in Chulin. Kach nireh, da'ocha garsina, hach in Chulin, the gir seshabi, bayashkem Avram baboker el hamokom. Not Vayachavosh, but El Hamakom Asher Omad Shah. V'lo gasim v'yachavosh es chamoro. U'maisi kra misedom. Now listen carefully, Rabbi Yosef. Be medayik with me. Because I asked you before, what's this Vayashkim all about? Tosfos in Psachim doesn't give us really much to work with. What is Vayashkim? Was it Stam? Like Barak Noam suggested, Pshuto Shel Mikra. He got up because he wanted to see what would be, he wanted to know what was curious, what would stone be destroyed or not. But there's another pshat, and that is for tefillin. The Tosfos wasn't a mitzvah. That was the words of Tosfos here. What did Avram get up for? Why? Why did he, what's Vayashkin for what? A second. Read Tosfos with me in Chulin. V'lo gasim v'yachavosh, u'maisi kram misedom, shahalach. Now these words are very ambiguous. I have a real suffix how to touch these words. I want you to hear the words literally and then see what you do with them. Shahalach lehispalel al hafichas Sodom shahaya baboker. I ask you, how did you read those words? It says, what was he doing? Vayashkim Avram baboker al hamokom she'omad sham, the place that he had davened the previous day. Now he was going lehispalel al Hafikha Sodom. Shahisa Baboka. How do you take that?
It sounds like it already happened.
Well, he didn't know. It was Vayashkim.
Can Rabbi translate Hafichas?
Hafichas is the Russian Vayahafoch, the Russian Apostle net many times about Sodom, is that the stone was overturned, right? We have that by Ninve also, right? In Yom Kippur, but the original expression in Chumash is regarding Sodom. It says in Vayahafoch es ha'orim ha'el, that's a pasuk here in pasuk Chaf Hei. V'Hashem himter al Sodom ba'al magav es ve'esh, Vayahafoch es ha'orim ha'el. There's also another pasuk, kemapechas Sodom ba'amorah. Anyone know what that pasuk is? Kemapechas, amapecha. Kemapechas Sodom ba'amorah adma utzvoyim asher hafach Hashem ba'apo u'bachamaso. Anyone know where I'm quoting from? Nobody?
Is it from a Tochacha? One of the Tochachas?
Close, close. It's after the Tochacha. After Kisavo comes Parshas what? It's the beginning. It's after the Tochacha. It's the sequel. Nitzavim, in the beginning, the first Aliyah of Nitzavim, Kemapechas, Sodom, Ba'amora, Admaot, Tzvoyim, those four cities, Asher, Hafach, Hashem. You have many times here also in Bayera, the question, Haficha, regarding Sodom. That's what Tosus is borrowing from, the Pasuk. I want to know what Tosus means. Shaholach, this parallel, Al, Haficha, Sodom. What does Tosus mean? He was going to David.
Rabbi,
Al, Haficha, Sodom. Yes, wait a second. Ellie, go ahead, Ellie. Yeah?
Yitzchak Yonatan found a Sforno on this. It said that he was davening afterwards and he was davening for Rachamim even though they didn't have Zechus.
Yeah, very interesting. So this is one way to think about it. Very interesting. I'm going to show you a Tosa Rush in a minute. In other words, even after he davened all he did the previous day to the point that he got Hashem to agree that the 10 tzaddikim, then he'll save the cities, he still wanted one more time to daven for Rachamim, even beyond that. And I ask you, Rabosei, do you think that that was something Hashem would have wanted Avram to do? What would you say? I mean, he got to the point of 10, he didn't go past, and now he's davening, he's coming to daven for more than Hashem agreed to before. Would Hashem have been happy with him to do it, to do that? What do you think?
The way Meir and I understood it was, like, based on the Pashup Shot, was that he was davening for Lot's safety, him to get to Zohar, and then that was, and that would also work well with what Rebbe was saying, because Hashem already granted Lot's safety.
He was doubting for Lot, but the lashon of Tosus, you can't get too far afield from the words of Tosus. I'm reading the words with you.
No, but that could still work because
Al Haficha Sodom. What does it mean? Al Haficha Sodom. It doesn't say for Lot.
You could say it's on the occurrence of what happened in Sodom, but as an outcome of that, Lot was extracted and taken to Zohar.
Yeah. But that's a little bit of a stretch in the words. Now, is there any other possible reading of Tosus besides what you just suggested in the Svarnu? Any other possible readings of Tosus? What? Yes, Eli.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only other option, I read it like...
Yes.
No. I didn't necessarily read it like this. I read it more like Elizaghi was saying, but could we say that he is davening for their destruction? Kilo, like he recognized that they deserve to be destroyed.
I mean, so he needs
al afichas.
Al means that it should happen.
Al afichas Saddam on the destruction of Saddam. He was davening kilo like it.
So
it's like a birth to successful. It was against his character, and also
a day earlier he was davening that he should be saved.
It's like a birth to MS. Like
you're saying interesting. I had this possibility as well. In other words, sometimes tefillah is not always about save the situation. Sometimes it's just the matzav itself calls out for tefillah. The fact that this happened. And he kind of must have recognized and probably inevitable or very likely. So that alone is a cause for tefillah. In other words, you just have to, it has to be a reaction. You can't be apathetic. In other words, tefillah is a machayev. Every situation is a machayev. Ana Hashem Oshiyana, it's not about changing what was. It was. It happened. But the matzav itself, Haficha Sodom, is a machayev in tefillah. It's an esara, it's a matzah that calls out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just, a person witnesses something like this, or knows it's happening, or it's going to happen, or it happened. That alone, that's a machayev tefillah. So maybe that's what Tosus means, not specifically about Lot, not necessarily the Sfarno that he was davening to still save Sodom, maybe, or maybe just that alone. Al Aficha Sodom means the matzah of Aficha Sodom calls out for tefillah. That this is what the Bayashkim is. It has to do with tefillah in the wake of Aficha Sodom, Sha'isa Baboker. But now, wait a second, Eli. But now, what's the Raya of the Gemara? But he should have done it, or he could have done it when? Not Baboker. He could have done it Balayla. But he couldn't because of Tamar Chacham Ayetzichid Balayla. Let's understand that. Why? Tosus doesn't exactly say. Why? Why should he do Balayla?
Doesn't that imply that it hadn't happened yet?
Well, so if the pshat is he's davening to save Sidon, so earlier the better. Maybe you could still stop it, right? Here, Tosus doesn't elaborate. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosa Rush by us, both of them say another word or two on this. Just to pause the Tosus for a second. Tosa Haya Lois Pau Balayla, without explanation, why? So they both quote a pasuk. The Tosus Arash by us says, "Krada hasam haino vayashkim Avram baboker." He says, "Kishahalach lispal al Sidom." By the way, the Lashon Tosus Arash lispal al Sidom sounds a bit like what was suggested by before that it's for Sidom, meaning to save them. V'yechidi haya. Lispal b'tzina, he says, why was Yechidi to daven privately? V'ra'uy hayolo lahakdim min halayla ulispalel, k'dechsiv k'damti baneshef, pasuk in Tehillim, k'damti baneshef ashaveya. I got up early in the night to daven. Elo she'en tam b'chachom yetzei Yechidi b'alayla. So he says, why should he gotten earlier? K'damti baneshef. That's the Tosus Harash. Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, also interesting, Lashon. He says, why should he have done it earlier? He says, Ukra da hasam hainu krachrina. The pasuk in Michulin is the other pasuk. Vayashkim Avram ala mokam sha'omad sham. Demairi mitfila. He says, demairi mitfila. It's clear that this, the context is tfila. Vahashta muchach shapir delo yatsi yachidi balayla. Delo yatsi yachidi balayla. T'mishim shayo yachid lo ratsa leilech balayla. V'lo matzino lemeimar. Why not say because of the reason he didn't go? So Tosus would say it wasn't a mitzvah. We'll see why it wasn't a mitzvah. V'lo matzino lemeimar desagile bagdama d'mitzafra. It was enough to do it in the morning. The betfila ein lachashir b'hagdama. Dim hayamagdim nikodem dematet safra havi mahanya tuva. A tefila earlier would have been even more powerful. Kidachsir b'David katzos laila akum lahodas lacha. Elavadai mishum d'leitze yichidi b'alayla. So he should have gone earlier. He should have gone earlier because maybe he could have helped Sidom that way. Maybe because of tefillah always going, the earlier the better. Kidamti baneshef. Okay, so why didn't he go earlier? Because ayetzi yichidi balayla. Okay, back to Tosus and Chulin. V'hayo lahakdim l'spal balayla, ela shalo ratzo latzei yichidi balayla. V'horech yichidi l'spal aleihem. So he went to David. Here it says aleihem. See here, another indication. What's the word that v'hachilispal aleihem? What do you take from those words? Lispal aleihem means?
For them?
For them.
Try to help them?
And meaning to save them, or regarding them. Again, you have to know how to take the words, regarding them. V'lo ratza sheyehei shum adam imo b'shas tefila. He didn't want anyone with him b'shas tefila. That's like the Tosa Beinu Peretz. He wanted daven b'tzina. Not what Tosa says by us, because he didn't want him to stare at Sodom's destruction, because he didn't want anyone with him. Inami lo hayashum adam rashoi liros b'ficha Sodom. So that's where Tosa in Chulin has a little more fleshed out than Tosa here, right? He says two svaris, why he didn't want to daven with anyone around, either because people shouldn't see or because he wanted daven b'tzina. Those are the two Tosus. And Eli from before. Eli?
It's from before when Rebbe asked if Hashem would have wanted Avraham when I brought the Sforno, if Hashem would have wanted. So I was thinking that he it could be that he could have wanted Avram to daven a little bit more, because we see that, like, say, for example, by Moshe. Moshe davened how many times? Almost up to 400.
Kaminyan v'eschanan, it says,
right? Yeah. Yeah, so exactly. So maybe, I mean, he had, I'm assuming that Avraham didn't daven that many times. So he had that many times before. I'm saying that Hashem allowed Moshe to daven that many times. So that means he probably wanted him to daven that many times. And there's a lot of Torah about like how those davenings help so many other things. So it could be that he could have wanted him to daven.
Okay, I hear you. But he went till 10. He didn't go beyond 10 the day before. So now he wants to still daven further. And anyone else, questions?
Yeah. Rebbe?
Yes.
I was thinking like a little opposite to what Ellie was saying, that if, isn't there like an Indian, you're not supposed to daven for things after they happen? And that's like
not a mitzvah. So you're bringing in the Indian called Tchilas Shav. And this could speak to the question of why he had to go out. We're going to connect two things that we said before.
The night before.
Why did he go out to daven? Let him daven wherever he davens. Wherever he could go in, he could daven where he is. Now, you could answer a couple of things. Could be he had a makom kavua to daven. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Brachos actually learns out that there's an inyan of davening in the makom kavua. And you know where the Gemara learns it out from? From this pasuk. The Gemara in the beginning of Mesechta Brachos, Davavim and Beis, I'm sure you all learned this at one point in your lives. The Gemara says, "Kol kavua makom with tefilaso, elokei Avram be'ezro." And how do we know that? Avram Avinu minolan dekava makom dechsev ayashkim Avram baboker el hamakom asha amad sham ve'in amida el tefila. So this was a place that Avram would daven. So he wanted to daven in makom kavua. So his makom kavua was outside. So he had to go outside. That's one possibility. But maybe there's another possibility to combine what was mentioned before, because Avram Avinu needed to know whether there was any point in davening. Remember, if you're going to assume that the tefillah was on behalf of Sodom, namely to save them, so if it already was a done deal and it was already happening, so that's called what? Tefillas shav. The Gemara in the Ben of Mibrachis, the Mishnah says a person is entering a city and there's a cry, a shriek from a certain house. And he says, Yehi Ratzon, that it shouldn't be in my house, Chas v'shalom. So that's called a tefillas shav, because what was already. Right, you don't die. The Gemara talks about that in terms of, you know, if there's already a baby that's already been formed and the gender is known, just I don't know what it is. So, person davens Yehi Ratzon Shetayu Ishti Zachar, when it's already formed, it is what it is. The Gemara has a kasha from Leia. The Gemara gives a teretz. It was before 40 days, or if she was different. But pashup shat, that means because whatever is already, you can't ask Hashem to reverse. That's a tefillah retroactive. So if Avram to daven on behalf of Sodom, if it's already finished, it's not. There's no point. So he was going to daven. He had to first know whether, in fact, there was what to daven for. So that can be another reason why he would want to go outside in order to see whether Sodom was still intact or not. That would also be yes.
Isn't it? I thought it was partially just from the pasuk. Like it seems like the Shechina is in this place that he's going to, or Yad Hashem has been there in the past. You know, like that, so
that's the first point.
Like a base medrash or a base kenas.
Okay, so that's along the lines of what I said first. In other words, he went there because that was his makom kavua. That's similar to what you're saying. That's the Gemara in Brachos Davav. El makom she'amad sham is an inyan Avram had a makom kavua l'spalel. So that could be one reason why he had to go there to daven. And that was outside. I'm just suggesting another possible reason is because of what Zachariah was mentioning. It could be a tzilas shav otherwise. You're all saying very good svaris. But I want to add something very fascinating in terms of this question. Did Kadosh Baruch Hu want Avram to daven? And to add to that another question, why isn't that subject to the heter of shliach mitzvah? If he's davening, so the same way that Akedah wouldn't pose a problem to go out at night, even if he were by himself, because he's a shliach mitzvah for the Akedah. So to daven is also a mitzvah, right? So why isn't Tosus doesn't elaborate. Tosus says in Tzachim, right, that lo muchach mishmiyashkim aboker, de lo haya mitzvah. Why not? De lo haya mitzvah. So I found an amazing line in Tosus in Yuma. Yuma is an daf chav chesamid aleph, when the Gemara happens to also quote the Vayashkim Avram Baboker as a mocker for Zerizim Magdimin Lemitzvahs. So the same kind of discussion that Tosis and Chulin and Tosis Bayas is having about how do you reconcile the two Gemaras. If it's the same Vayashkim, how can you learn out two things from the same Vayashkim, to learn out Zerizim Magdimin Lemitzvahs and also to learn out that Tabachach Meitzichidi Balayla. So Tosus gives the same teretz. that the two different Vayashkims, the Sugim Sachim, the Rizim Magdim, and it's the Vayashkim of the Akedah, that learned, that teaches Rizim Magdim and Mitzvahs, and that wouldn't have the problem of Yetz Yechidi Balayla for the reasons enumerated. It was not Yechidi, it was a Shriach Mitzvah. And the Pasuk in that the Gemara Chuin is using is the Vayashkim of Sodom, and that wouldn't have anything to do with Rizim Magdim, and that's a Raya Yetz Yechidi Balayla. But listen to what Tosus says. It's Tosus Chaf Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara is Amid Beis, but the Tosus is on Amid Aleph. I'm meeting you at the end of that Tosus. It says, V'yishlomar detrei v'yashkem, k'sivi chad ba'akeda v'chad k'shespalo al Sodom, same Russian, v'hocha maisi kra de'akeda, here in Yuma and in Pesachim, it's de'akeda pasuk, hilgach parach shapir minei b'pesachim, de'iz rizim akdim l'mitfus me'urta, im ken avram nami liktam be'urta, Shari Loha Yorek Rum, Shlich Mitzah in Nizokin, Odishneina Arab Imo, Hayu, good. Ube Peregit Anoshe, Chulin, Maisi Kradistom, the Hassam Yechidi Havi. Why was he Yechidi? Shlo Yiru Mimapalasa Shal Sedom. And here, guys, you should feel proud. He adds, Kid Askechon Beishto Shalot. So he brings the connection that you guys are machaving to. They shouldn't see Mepalas HaShalot like we find by Ishto Shalot. Listen to the last words of the Tosis. Listen to these words. When I saw these words, I had a shiver. V'lo havi nami shliach mitzvah. Nor was Avram a shliach mitzvah for that tefillah. Why? You don't believe me? You'll look this Tosis up, okay? Chaf Chesam et Aleph, the last words on the page. V'lo havi nami shliach mitzvah, ki lo hayachafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyisa ba'adam rina utfila. I quote again. Ki lo hayachafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyisa ba'adam rina utfila. Now, just to give you a little background on the words that Tosis is using, where do these words come from? Sheyisa ba'adam rina utfila. Tosis invented the phrase. And where does the concept even come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not desire that someone daven on behalf of his creations? Did Tosis invent such a concept? You could say, where did Tosis see it? Where did Tosis sense it? And where do you find such a concept? He's borrowing an expression from somewhere. So just by way of background, I knew this pasuk from somewhere. I didn't know exactly. I thought it was Yirmiyahu, and I found it in two places in Yirmiyahu. If you ever learn Yirmiyahu, so this is come, you know, you see this pasuk, it strikes you as very, very scary. But there's two places in Yirmiyahu where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu and Navi not to daven for Klal Yisrael. One is Yirmiyahu Zayin, pasuk Tes Zayin. The other is Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. I read you both Psukim. Zayin to Zayin, Hashem says as follows, V'ata, you Yirmiyahu, Al tispalel ba'ad ha'om hazeh, V'al tisa va'adam rina utfila, V'al tifgabi, ki eineni shomea osach. So by the way, Al tifgabi, that's quoted in the Gemara and also Rashi and Chumash as a raya that the word vayifga means tefillah. Where do we find vayifga and Chumash that Chazal take to mean tefillah? Vayifga b'makom. So how do Chazal know that pigia Yaakov tike and arvis? How you know pigia is tefillah? This pasuk va'al tifgabi. What does it say before it? Al tispala ba'aramazeh, al tisa ba'adam rina utefillah, va'al tifgabi kenen shamei osach. That's one pasuk. The other pasuk in Kapitul Yer Aleph. There can be a terrible level that people reach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, like it says, a pasuk, I guess it's written, forget where, Ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam. It says by Bnei Eli, I believe. Ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want anyone intervening. The midas hadin is so set that there shouldn't be tefillah. Apparently, this is what Tosis is using to explain why Avram's tefillah, which would be a tefillah apparently for Sodom, here it's clear that the indication would have been a tefillah for Sodom, Hashem doesn't want it. So if Hashem doesn't want it, he's not a shliach mitzvah. So that itself is fascinating. But what's even more interesting is, and yet, but what was Avram intending to do? Notwithstanding that what he's doing is not a mitzvah, and he's not a shliach mitzvah, so he couldn't go out at night to do it, but he was intending to do it. So it's quite a fascinating paradox. On the one hand, couldn't do it at night because he's not a shliach mitzvah. Why isn't he a shliach mitzvah? Because Hashem didn't want him to daven. So he has to wait till the morning. What's he going to do in the morning? He's going to daven. Manavshach, if Hashem doesn't want him to daven, why is he davening in the morning? Why does he want to daven in the morning? It's mamish, a very intriguing line of Tosis. Tosis here doesn't tell us why it wasn't a mitzvah. Tosis in Yuma there adds those words. Borrowing the expression by Yirmiyahu. I don't know what else to add, but you understand why it's a very, very interesting formulation in this Tosis.
Ready?
Questions? Yes.
This is Dabka by people that are like so evil that Hashem doesn't want.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That's
correct. Of Yuma sounds like it's everyone.
Yeah. No. But Adam means for Sodom. No. What was Abram intending to do? Apparently, to daven for Sodom. That goes with the Svarno that was quoted. You mentioned a very nice Svarno that he intended to daven for some more. The Tosis says, yeah, but for that he wouldn't be a shliach mitzvah. And how does Tosis know that Hashem was loya chafetz? How does Tosis know that? And not only that, Avram also must have known that, because if he didn't know it, he would have gone out at night, because it would be a shliach mitzvah. So Avram must have also known. How did Avram know, and how does Tosis know that it was loya chafetz? What's the indication? The last we know is Hashem said to Avram, if there are 10 tzaddikim, so fine. Could be, as far as Hashem was concerned, Avram shouldn't have davened even for that. Hashem said, this is my declaration, this is what I'm doing. Avram pushed as far as he did. Maybe that itself was Avram pushing the limits. So there was already law yachafetz. Hashem was giving in ki'ilu, even with the whole back and forth on the day before, 50, 45, 10. It was also Avram Avinu pressing ki'ilu the buttons, but Hashem was clearly reluctant, but he went along anyway. So there was already law yachafetz. So for sure Hashem didn't want any more tefillah. That's what Tosis would be saying based on the whole context of the parasha. Noach and Yitzchak Yonason, yes.
When is there like a threshold when we get to that to a place? Meaning that we say Shua Racham Vachanun, like, and we see by Egel Azov even. I'm saying like, at what point do we reach that?
Sometimes Hashem welcomes tefillah, even if Hashem is almost giving Moshe an opening. Hanichali v'yicharapi. Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to destroy them, but he also says Hanichali v'yicharapi v'hem. Says the Gemara, as much as the second pasuk Yirmiyahu was in Kapitel Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Dalet. Those are the two. If you did a search, you'd find it. Tisa ba'al tisa ba'adam rino tefillah. They'll both come up. It the idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told Yirmiyahu, so there's no two ways about it. Don't daven. Now, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that way. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm ready to destroy them, and please leave me alone so that I can do that. So here, Chazal Darshan, the fact that Hashem says to Moshe, Hanichali, is like a hint. Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to destroy them. Please leave me alone. Meaning, don't come on too strong, because if you do, I'm going to have to let up. But Hashem is giving an opening to Moshe. Now, in Yirmiyahu, Hashem is clearly not giving an opening. He's saying, Mefurish, do not, unless you want to take it and spin it the other way, he's saying, do not daven. Tosis says over here as well, the context was Hashem was, it was not a shliach mitzvah for Avram. But yet, the Pele is Avram would have davened. So that's what you see, that mitzad echad Hashem is, it doesn't rise to the level of shliach mitzvah, but yet there's still, probably what you're getting at is that Avram Avinu still felt justified in trying to do it. Okay, it was too late, but he wanted to do it.
So then just also, is there a reason, is this the reason this difficulty, is this the reason that Tosos by us in Sachem didn't use the idea of tefillah, and instead used the idea of he didn't want people to see the destruction of Sodom?
No, we're both sides. There's two issues here. What Tosos needs to do is plug two holes. In order for each Gemara to be able to learn out what it wants to learn out, you have to eliminate the alternative, right? You have to explain why that limud is the limud, and there's no other explanation. So in order to explain why you have a raya, that Tamid Chacham Yetzi Yechidi Balayla, you have to explain why it's a situation of Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. Right? So if someone can, it's, people can mute for, I hear someone else's, I don't know exactly, myself through someone. If you would explain that he wasn't Yechidi, then it would be no, there'd be no raya, right? Because he wasn't Yechidi. So he told us to explain why he wasn't Yechidi. Why he was Yechidi. Sorry. If he wasn't Yechidi, there'd be no raya. So how do you know he's Yechidi? Why couldn't he take someone with him? Tosis says, there are a few different svaras. Number one, he didn't want him to see the destruction. Number two, because he wanted to daven quietly. Seder. He should have done it earlier for the reasons that we said, but he couldn't because he was Yechidi. But what about the other point? If he's a Shliach Mitzvah, he has protection. So Tosa says, here, Lo Hayim Mitzvah, without elaborating. Tosa in Yuma adds, it wasn't a Mitzvah because Hashem didn't want him to daven.
But by us in Psachim,
In Psachim, we're using a different pasuk. We say, what about no. The Akedah is a different issue. It's not the issue of Yetzichini Balayla, because it's a mitzvah plus he had four people.
No, but when Tosfos is specifically talking about the Gemara in Chulin, when he says, talking about Sodom, and he says, the reason why Avram was not by himself is because he didn't want anybody to see the destruction of Sodom. I'm saying, why did he use that one and not davening Bitsina?
I don't know.
Could it be because of this difficulty that we don't really understand what he was davening for and how that tefillah could have worked?
Right. I mean, Tosfos you're saying it's foul. Tosfos doesn't say in Psachim that he was davening for Sodom. You're saying conceivably it could have just been.
He totally leaves that option out. That's even the second option in Chulin, right. Meaning that's the Inami in Chulin. That's not right, the first right. option in Chulin.
Right. Tosfos doesn't say in Bayas that he was davening for Sodom. That's correct. Doesn't say that. See, you're saying you could have read the way we first read Tosis, that when you read Tosis here, if you ask someone without knowing any other Tosis in Shas, they read the Tosis in Psachim, and you say, Hasa muchach mivayashkim avram baboke desiv gabi sedom delohaya mitzvah. You could take those words to mean, lohaya mitzvah, why not? Answer, Noach, you could say what you're suggesting basically is Tosis lohaya mitzvah, because what was it? What was Avram doing? No. Why was it? It was just to see, right? To see what's going on.
Yeah.
Right? But all the other Tosfos in are clearly indicating that the Vayashkin Pasuk over there is a Vayashkin for Tefillah. And we noted the Gemara says it was Mokum Kavua. So it was a Tefillah. Now, what was the Tefillah for? The Tefillah was for Sodom, whatever that means. For Sodom. Give me 1 minute, both of you, because I want to bring in another Indian that the Pnei Yeshua brings, which is also that fascinating. There's another Gemara that we didn't quote yet. And how do we square all of that with the Tosis in that we just read and the Pshat and the Gemara and Chulin? What we are saying now is that the Gemara in Chulin is quoting the Pasuk, not of the Akedah, but the Vayashkim of Sodom. Vayashkim of Sodom has to do with Avram davening, according to most of the Tosis in explicitly. This Tosis is a little bit not clear. Davening for Sodom, correct? And he could have and should have done it earlier, meaning in the middle of the night, Kidanti Vaneshev. But since he was by himself, and he had to be by himself, for the reasons that we said, he didn't want them to see the destruction. He wanted to daven quietly without anyone else. And since he wasn't a Shliach Mitzvah because whatever. Tosa says in Yuma what he says. So therefore, we have a raya that Tamachacham Ayetzi Yechidi Balayla. But what is the whole assumption that whatever Avram was doing had to do with Tefillah for Sodom, whatever that means, Tefillah for Sodom. And therefore, that's not called a mitzvah. What happened to another Gemara about this pasuk? Is it not another interpretation, another Gemara that directly speaks to this pasuk? to learn out a very simple halacha that we all know about in Hilchas Tefillah? What does the Gemara in the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar, fourth parak in Brachos, tell us about the source for Tefillas Shacharis? What do you know about Tefillas Shacharis? Tefillos.
Vashikin.
Okay, something. What is the origin of Tefillos? Shacharis, Mincha Maariv. Gemara says Tefillos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Tefillos Avos Tiknun. And the Gemara goes through, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya Kavase Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. He's the one who said Tefillos Avos Tiknun. What does the Braisa say? Quote, Chaf Vav Amadeis and Brachis. Avram Tikein Tefillas Shacharis. Listen, everybody, to the Pasuk. Shenemar. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamokom Asher Omad Sham. Familiar Pasuk? I'm sure when you learned this Gemara, probably we didn't know the context. Now you all know the context. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk that we've been discussing for the last half hour. This Pasuk.
Sodom.
Of Sodom. And that is what the Gemara says is the source for Avram Tikein what? Tefillas Shacharis. And so on. That's the pasuk that we just quoted from Yirmiyah. Right? No. So if Avram, if this pasuk is Tefillas Shacharis, Rabosai, then what kind of a raya does the Gemara in Chulin have to prove from here that Talmud Chacham Ayesi Yechidi Balayla, because otherwise what should he have done? He should have davened earlier, whatever, the Cheshbonos are. Tefillas Shacharis is not in the middle of the night. Tefillas Shacharis is a time of Shacharis. And Avram Tikin Tefillas Shacharis. So how can you square everything we're discussing based on Tosus? Bishlam of the Gemara in Chulin is discussing the Pasuk by the Akedah, like the Girsa that appears in that Gemara, Vayachavosh, and you'll have to work around the Kashis, and you'll have to say what Rashi says, that it's a Kavachomer. Whatever you'll do, you'll do. But then I have no problem, because the Pasuk by Sodom is Avram Tikin Tefillas Shacharis. And the Raya of Yetzi Chidi Balayla is Vayashkim Avram Baboker, by the Akedah. And how to learn two things from the Akedah, that's the next problem we'll have to deal with, that's Tosis issue. But what did Tosus do to resolve all these questions? He says two different psukim. The sugim psachim, sugim yom chavches, is the pasuk of the Akedah, the reason magdim el mitzvahs. The pasuk the Gemara in Chulin is discussing, Yitzchidi Balayla, is the pasuk by Sodom. What is that? That's a tefillah for Sodom. He could have davened earlier, should have davened earlier. Why didn't he? He was Yechidi, and he had no mitzvah, whatever the reason. He couldn't go earlier because of the danger involved. I understand. The Gemara says, this pasuk is the source for Tikkun Tefillas Shacharis. If it's Tikkun Tefillas Shacharis, he had to do it when he did it. So how do you put together Avram Tikkun Tefillas Shacharis with what Tosis is saying, that this is the pasuk of Tefillah of Sodom, and a raya that Yet Aitamachal Yitzchid Balayla, Fekta Pnei Yeshua, something doesn't square here. Something doesn't jive.
Rabbi.
Everybody both say, here's the problem. The Mamash of Kasha. What are you going to say?
I just don't understand. Was Avram thinking at that time, oh, I'm being metakein shacharis right now, and that should be in the morning? Or he was, we understand that because Avram, that like davin shacharis in the morning, davin in the morning, that is.
That became the takana because of the cheshbon of, you know, the mikra Avram. The implications of what you're saying, listen carefully. I'm not dismissing totally, but just follow your own logic. This inyan that Avram Tikin Shacharis is a function of the fact that Talmud Chacham Ayitzichid Balayla. He would have liked to daven Chatzos Halayla, but he couldn't do it because Nevach he was alone and it wasn't a mitzvah. So Memela, he is forced to wait till the morning because otherwise he'd be dangerous, and that became Tfilas Shacharis. That's the implication of what you're saying. In other words, it's like the mikveh turned out because of he couldn't do the alternative, so that became the basis of the takana. Pashtus, we would say otherwise. This was Avram's nihug, it was his hanhaga, this is what he did regularly, he was mistaken, this is one example of doing it, the pasuk gives it away, but memela, it had to be exactly when it was done. that then how could you use that as a basis for learning out the Aryeh Tzichidi Balayla? It had to be when it was because of Tikkun Pirush Shachas. What you're saying is very, you know, a little counterintuitive. It comes out that Mimela, it had to become a Shachas. Pashtus, this was his regular Hanhaga, but the Pasuk is one Pasuk that gives us a window into what Avraham Avinu did and what he established for us. But this was Avraham Avinu's tefillah, right? So the Teyeshua, because of this, says, you know what? The Gemara in Chulin is going to have to go according to the other Manda Amar in Brachas Chavav. We have one Manda Amar tefillos of Avos Tiknun, but we have another Manda Amar. What does that Manda Amar say? Keneged what?
Korbanos.
Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, yeah. So if you hold Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, then you don't have to accept this whole Avram Tikkun Tfilas Shachris. So then you go back to Vayashkin Vam Baboker and you have much more freedom to explain it, not the way we're saying that it was a Tfilas Shachris, it was a Tfilah for Sodom, it was Tfilah, and it was a Makam Kavua, and all of that, and yet he did it Shachris, he didn't do it earlier. That would fit with the Tosfos that the Gemara in Chulin is trying to learn out, that Talmuchami Tzichidi Balayla. That's what the Pnei Yeshua has to do because of all of this. Abosai, you see why it's good and confusing. The two Tosfos together, there's a lot of things that sort of now swirl around us that come out of all of this. Who had their hands before? Two people at least.
I did.
Yes.
Aryeh,
yes.
So are we saying that Pnei Yeshua, he can't explain that it was a private tefillah? Meaning, why can't we just say that this is one example of Avram doing Shachris, but Avram in this situation would have preferred to also have davened the night before for this specific situation. In Achanami that he couldn't, so then he davened Shachris instead, and he included it in the Shachris tefillah.
I mean, it was saying, why not just assume that the Gemara is, but how could he be medayik it? If this was Avram Shachris.
Are we being medayik that this was like, this specific case is what we're missing? Or is it because this shows us that Avram davened Shachris every morning?
How do we know Avram davened Shachris every morning? This is the source.
Meaning, because Avram couldn't have gone the night before, so he went the morning of, but he also went every other morning.
Right, but the only way you know about Avram davening Shachris every morning is this Pasuk. So if the Pasuk is coming to teach me that, then what right do you have to extrapolate more from the Pasuk than what we need the Pasuk for? We need the Pasuk for the halacha or the notion of Avram Tikkun Tfilas Shachris. So then, so what is there to, what more can you do in that Pasuk to read anything more into it? You know, it's a very important kasha. You have to know how to put it all together. Lemaisa, if we're going to go against Tosfos, and Rashi, for example, does go with the Girsa and Chulin that we're discussing the Pasuk of the Akedah, you're going to have to figure out how to get around the problems that Tosfos raises. What are the problems Tosfos raises? Number one, how do you learn both things out from the same Pasuk, Zerizah Magdimin and also Yitzchidi Balayla, right? Number two, how do you learn out Zerizah Magdimin doesn't apply at night? He couldn't do it at night anyway because of the issue of danger of Yitzchidi Balayla, and the fact that there were more than one person, so that Rashi gave a bit of an answer to. There was a Kal V'chomer even with four people who didn't want to go. You have to know why is it bad with four people, but Rashi says it's a Kal V'chomer. Maybe there's another aspect to the issue of Yitzchidi because of Chshad. Okay, what about the fact that Shulchi Mitzvah in Nizokin? So it could be that the Gemara says even Shlichim Mitzvah Nizokin has its parameters. Not everything is bechal that. What does the Gemara say about Shlichim Mitzvah Nizokin? Is anything goes, or there's a certain point of hezek, a risk, that you don't say Shlichim Mitzvah? Anyone know? Sugis later on in Pesach and Bekiyas, no? What does the Gemara say? Shmuel Navi is afraid to go anoint David, even though Hashem said to do it. I Shlichim Mitzvah Nizokin. What's the teretz?
Shlichim Hazekah.
Yeah, so obviously could say that it's not necessarily given the Shlichim Mitzvah. Yeah, Lemaisa, we're coming to the end here. The Chasam Sofer tries to work out that you could use the same Pasuk of the Akedah and learn out both things from it. You can learn out Tzvizin Magdimin L'mitzvahs, which is our sugya, and also learn out that Eitzichri Balayla. He tries to work it out. Yesterday was his yard site, so we'll speak out a day later. The Chasam Sofer says, he says, first of all, and this is a question that bothered me as well. L'maisa, when did Hashem give the tzivoy of the Akedah? Vayashkim Avram Baboker, right? But Vayomer Elav Avram Vayomer Hineni Kachnas Bimcha. So it's not clear in the Pasuk. Was it the day earlier? Bayom? Was it in the middle of the night? Either way, Avram waited from the point of the tzivoy till the next morning. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do something, so right now, there's a tzivoy to do it. So what's Shaykh to say, well, Zriza Magdim LaMitzvah only means I have to start from the morning. Hashem says right now to do something. So isn't this man right now? So what's Bechal Raya from our Gemara, from the Pasuk of Akedah, Zriza Magdim LaMitzvah? How do I understand the Gemara? Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Elamai. So he has a couple of things that he suggests, but it could be that you have to define the tzivoy of a Kaddish, or how are you going to learn out that there's a chshash of a tamacham going by chili balayla? If Hashem says to do it, so shluchim mitzvah in mizokin, right? The kasha that Tosis asks. The answer is that maybe you need both things together. Now, the way he puts it is as follows. He goes with Girsus Rashi in Chulin. He says, "Halo kasha an our Gemara. How do we know in Zvizim, that there's no Zvizim Magdimin from the night before? Maybe he couldn't go out at night because of chashash mazikin." No, because shluchei mitzvah in a chinami. He could have gone the night before because he's a shliach mitzvah. The answer is, because there's no zrizin magdim in the night before, therefore he's not a shliach mitzvah if he went at night. Because the tzivoy Hashem has to be defined through the filter of what's considered to be the norm. What's the norm? Tamar Chacham doesn't go out at night. So therefore, the two svaras are reinforcing one another. If I didn't say, if I would have said Zriza Magdimin could be at night, then there'd be a Shliach Mitzvah to do it at night. The answer is, you're not a Shliach Mitzvah. Why not? I'm not sure exactly how to put it. Maybe you'll take a look at Chassam Sofer. He says a few things. He has another thing that he says that the Pnei Show also says. Why didn't Avram saddle his donkey at night? That doesn't require going outside. So that's a raya. A Zriza Magdimin doesn't start till the morning because he didn't start the process of Hachana until the morning. That would be a raya Zriza Magdimin. What's the raya that Tam Chacham shouldn't go out at night? Because otherwise, a Kaddish Baruch Hu's tzivoy was to do it now. Do it now. The answer is that tzivoy is going to have to be interpreted through the lens of what's considered to be the norm and what's not considered to be the norm. So therefore, he tries to work out that both reasons could ultimately come from this pasuk. All right, I want to be able to talk a little bit about Zriza Magdimin in a larger sense. I also want to go back to the pasuk, to the Gemara itself, and back to the Bedikas Chametz. So we'll see how to work it all out. But Mr. Shem will proceed, continue tomorrow. Any questions before we end? Yes, Ellie.
It's a couple of questions. So,
yeah.
So